Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text for this meditation is the first two verses of our gospel reading today from Luke 15, where we read these words once again. Now, the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." I know of no other description in the Bible that so accurately and succinctly captures the essence of Jesus' character and mission as do these brief four words of the Pharisees. This man welcomes sinners. We've all heard that John 3:16 is the gospel in a nutshell. I think this verse, Luke chapter 15, verse 2, should be called the character of Jesus in a nutshell. And perhaps the most ironic thing about this designation for Jesus is that it was given to him by his enemies, namely the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, those people who were out to silence him, no matter what that would take, even if that meant killing him, which we all know later, it did mean killing him. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were what we today might call the religious right. They were the ultra-conservatives and the ultra-pious. They saw themselves as the protectors of the Jewish faith. It was up to them to uphold and even to enforce the traditions and the laws of their people. And in so doing, they no doubt saw themselves as the pseudo-saviors of Israel. Their piety and their religiosity hinged on the belief that if all of Israel could keep the Sabbath day perfectly for two consecutive Sabbaths, that would then usher in, would bring about God sending his Messiah. They also believed that if they could keep Israel from breaking God's laws and from breaking their traditions, that would then prevent God from ever allowing them to go into exile again, from ever allowing them to be slaves of anyone again. And so, in their minds, their task of defending Judaism and the Jewish laws was not only noble, it was necessary. But as is often the case with overly zealous people, they went too far. They turned the 10 commandments of God into 613 commandments that the people had to follow. They condemned people for every little infraction of the law, things that were clearly not against God's word, but were against their traditions. And thus, when our text today said that Jesus welcomed sinners and ate with them, those sinners could include anyone, from a woman or a person immoral, so immoral, like a woman who was a prostitute, to simply somebody who came home from the marketplace that day and didn't wash their hands before they ate. I find it rather interesting that the Pharisees and the teachers of the law made this statement about Jesus, and they meant this statement about Jesus as a swipe, as a jab, as an insult. But I'm not sure that Jesus would have taken it that way. After all, he said of himself, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, it's the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. St. Paul said in our epistle reading today from 1 Timothy chapter 1, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. So what the Pharisees intended as an insult served as a most concise and beautiful statement of Jesus' entire life and ministry. I wonder, could that same description be used of us? Would anyone readily describe us as those who welcome sinners? After all, we're the church. We're the body of Christ. If we are living as Christ's disciples, and we are living out the image of God, then stands the reason that our lives should be a reflection of his own. And thus, if Jesus welcomed sinners, then we as a church should welcome sinners also. But do we? I'm afraid that all too often, those are the last words that anyone on the outside, and what I mean by people on the outside, are those people who consider themselves our enemies. Those are the last words they would ever use to describe us. And it's for that very reason that so many of the people who are on the outside, those people who are still entangled in their various sins, those sins of addiction and pornography and homosexuality and materialism and adultery and promiscuity and abortions and such, those people want no part of the church. Many of them even hate the church because they see us more like the Pharisees than like Jesus. They see us as ones who judge them rather than those who welcome them. And many times, they're right in their perceptions. Because far too often the church, and again, that means us, we're even more concerned about preserving our traditions and protecting the past than we have been about welcoming and saving sinners. We forget that we used to be them. We used to be those who were on the outside, those sinners, those whose lives were controlled and captive to sin. But Jesus welcomed us. Through the water and the word of holy baptism, his Holy Spirit came into our lives and poured out upon us his forgiveness, that which he won for us on the cross through his death, and gave to us the gift of everlasting life, that which he accomplished through his resurrection. He welcomed us into his heart, and he made us part of his family. And now he calls us, as his body, as the church, to be the ones who are out there welcoming sinners also. The word that Luke used in our text this morning, the word for welcome, in the Greek, it actually has two meanings. It can mean to receive or to accept, or it can mean to await. Now, in the New Testament, when we see this word used, it's almost always used as to await. But in this text, they translate it as to welcome. And so even though welcome here is the preferred translation, I think this alternate translation adds another depth of meaning to what this text is saying. It adds another depth to the heart and the mission of Jesus. Think about it. Not only does Jesus welcome sinners, welcome them to come to him when they come to him in repentance, but Jesus awaits sinners to come to him. He longs for them. He looks for them. He awaits them being found, just like the good shepherd who longs and looks for that lost sheep and can't wait till it is found. Perhaps no words of Scripture say so much about Jesus in such little space as do these words of the Pharisees in Luke chapter 15. This man welcomes sinners. That's why he came. That's why we're saved. And no matter how big or small, no matter how many or few our sins, Jesus forgives us and he welcomes us into his family. And as his family, he now calls us to forgive and welcome sinners also. May we so reflect Jesus in our lives, both as individuals and as a church, that others in our community, those who might be on the outside, would look at us and say, they welcome sinners. In the name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, amen.